Thailand is enacting tough legislation in a bid to curb corruption in public office. The new laws offer more flexibility in prosecuting suspects in a country considered one of the more corrupt in Asia. Professor Pakti Pottisari is a member of the National Anti-Corruption Commission. He says the new legislation should overcome shortfalls in earlier anti-corruption laws. He says one important step is the new law allows anyone with knowledge of corruption to file a case with his commission. He is confident that and other changes will bolster the fight against graft.
I believe so, you know, because of the new constitution and then Organic Act that is about to pass into law, and also because of the this national anti-corruption strategy, that we are called for all the sector concerned to work with us in dealing with the corruption.
Under the current law, only those directly affected by corruption are able to file a complaint. A survey by political and economic risk consultancy, a Hong Kong firm, ranks Thailand just ahead of Indonesia as being the most corrupt in Asia. Singapore and Hong Kong are considered least corrupt. Bob Broadfoot, the firm's managing director, says corruption in Thailand has fueled political instability over recent years. But Broadfoot doubts whether the legal changes will significantly reduce the problem.
Now, they may have passed what they said back in 2007. How many changes of government have happened since 2007 because accusations by one side or another of corruption? Now, that has nothing to do with the magnitude. This has to do with corruption as an issue that can force political change. And that's what investors care about.
Broadfoot says foreign investors are reluctant to enter Thailand because the business environment is unstable politically and socially. The leaders of military coups in 1991 and in 2006 said they acted to overthrow corrupt governments. Broadfoot says the main corruption problem in Thailand lies with politicians rather than with the country's civil servants.
The civil servants in Thailand are civil servants, and by and large a lot of the departments are doing a pretty good job. They're getting respect, but there's very, very little respect for the politicians.
The new laws are being passed as the Thai government begins spending $22 billion to stimulate the slumping economy. The Anti-Corruption Commission's PACD says the government needs to implement risk management practices to make sure corruption does not siphon off that money. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.